Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A huge main event for AEW Double or Nothing is set. Plus, we had a big return and a title change at Dynamite last night. Plus, the story behind one of The Undertaker's most infamous scrapped plans has been revealed. For Thursday, April the 28th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Double or Nothing is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have never been a gambling man. But Hangman, listen to me. I will always bet on myself. Win, lose, or draw, double or nothing, you will know that you have been in a fight with CM Punk. And I will continue to fight until the wheels fall off.
There you hear it. You can feel the intensity in the voice of CM Punk, who is chosen big time. Yeah. Be the next AEW World Champ.
He's going to have to be at his very best to beat Hangman on a page. But he's got the confidence, Excalibur. We may be looking at the new AEW World Champion come Double or Nothing.
And we will find out on Sunday, May 29th. So much buzz, so much hype around Double or Nothing already. And now we know this will be our main event.
That is CM Punk setting the stage for a huge main event at AEW Double or Nothing 2022. For the first time since he made his debut in AEW, CM Punk will challenge for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. It'll be CM Punk versus Hangman Page at Double or Nothing next month. What a night that's going to be. They're going to have some fun. You can tell in the passion that CM Punk delivered that there. This is a big match for him. We missed Hangman Page on Dynamite last night, revealing just a few hours before the show went live that he was down with COVID. We wish Hangman Page a full recovery. You've got a month to get ready for Double or Nothing at this point. Other noteworthy things from last night's Dynamite was a major return. We haven't seen Rey Fénix for quite some time, not since he got put through those tables during the tag team title match a little while ago. Well, it was last night as the House of Black attempted to unmask El Fuego that we saw the big return of Fénix to attack along with Penta and Pac the House of Black, setting in the wheels in motion for a huge tag team match that'll happen no doubt sooner rather than later. As for Fénix, well, he'll be back in the ring this weekend teaming with Hijo del Vikingo to face the Young Bucks at AAA's Triple Mania event. Good chance to shake off some of the dust between now and then, because those four are going to have a belter. Also, a title change took place on Dynamite. We play Hot Potato with the TNT title once more. Scorpio Sky becoming a two-time TNT champion, defeating Sammy Guevara in a wild ladder match to begin his second run as champion. Dan Lambert, Paige VanZant, Ty Conti, and a whole lot of barbed wire involved in that particular match. But it was Scorpio Sky that left as, once again, TNT champion. I hope this is now where we stop the hot potatoing with the TNT title. That would be good. That would be great. Next week, some debuts for AEW. A couple of Impact stars are heading to Dynamite for the first time ever. MJF all but confirming next week for Wardlow's next opponent, we will see the debut of W. Morrissey, formerly Big Cass in WWE. W. Morrissey's been tearing it up in Impact Wrestling since April of this year. And I think he's going to be a good fit for AEW. I really do. Whether this becomes a more permanent fixture, I don't know. But he'll be there next week by the looks of things. Also, heading their way from Impact as well, Deonna Purrazzo finally makes her AEW debut. She'll be defending the ROH Women's World title against the interim Women's World Champion, Mercedes Martinez. A title unification match taking place on Dynamite. Martinez becoming the interim champion after Purrazzo was unable to defend the title at Supercard of Honor earlier this month. That was because she was already booked for Impact's Multiverse of Matches, which was like at the same time as Supercard of Honor was taking place over WrestleMania weekend. The interim championship match took place, and now we're going to determine an undisputed Women's World Champion on Dynamite next week with Deonna Purrazzo. Very excited to make her long-awaited AEW debut. Not the only Ring of Honor title that will be defended in the coming days on AEW television, as this Friday on Rampage, Samoa Joe will defend the World Television title for Ring of Honor against Trent Barretta. They should have some fun. Looking forward to that. Also on Rampage, we'll have a six-woman tag match. Jade Cargill, Red Velvet, and Kira Hogan facing Willow Nightingale, Trish Adora, and Sky Blue. And if you're enjoying the Hook and Danhausen build at the moment, they're having a face-to-face confrontation on Rampage this Friday as well. A lot of stuff coming out of AEW Dynamite yesterday, and you can get more information on the show at cultaholic.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I have watched the darkness my entire life. I have studied it. I have dedicated my existence to it. And it has led me here as a witness to your punishment made flesh. I saw righteousness. I saw purity. All things hidden beneath the shadow of evil. And I wanted more. For over a decade, I have searched. And now I have found others who believe, who will follow. And I have shown them the way. Your immortal power is all that I require. Now, the prophecy shall be realized. Your annihilation will not be in vain. You will live on. I shall be your vessel. No.
Right, you remember that if you're of a certain vintage as a wrestling fan. Hayd Vanson calling out The Undertaker. What? And then nothing happened after that. What was that all about? Well, Wrestling with Freddie, which is Freddie Prinze Jr.'s podcast, has shed some light on an infamous scrapped Undertaker storyline. And this is incredible. So Freddie Prinze Jr. was working as a writer for WWE around the time of this story. In fact, he and a team of a few of the other writers were tasked with coming up with a story for The Undertaker between stories, something that can keep Undertaker busy for a month or so. And the story they settled on was Hayd Vanson, who was a UK-based wrestler who'd been called up to FCW, being brought up, insinuating that The Undertaker was his father. Now, we didn't hear that part of the story in the vignette that we saw of Hayd Vanson, but apparently, whether literally his dad or spiritually his dad, that was where the story was going to go. Freddie Prinze Jr. goes on to talk about what happened from here. We saw those Hayd Vanson promos on SmackDown and then nothing. Prinze Jr. explains what happened. He says, "We were in the production meeting and everyone is putting their segments through. Here comes our segment." This is the Hayd Vanson vignette. "And nobody said boo to the last 2 weeks or even 3 weeks of TV that we got out of it. Not one agent. Not Kevin Dunn, not Vince, not anybody. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Triple H says, 'Are we seriously going with this guy? He looks like he cuts my grass.' Vince laughed, and then the air went out of the room, like you could feel it, because now it's embarrassing to the company, at least from my perspective, that you put something on TV for 3 weeks and then you remove it with no explanation. There's no way you can do that. That doesn't happen on any other show." Vince laughs, Hunter laughs, Kevin Dunn laughs. He really sells it, like he was told the greatest joke in the world. Vince then goes on to say, "All right, dump it." Prinze Jr. then goes on to talk about the repercussions of that moment, saying, you know, for Hayd Vanson, that he felt awful. Quote, "This guy came up from FCW. His very first professional wrestling storyline with the company was going to be with the greatest, and he's over the moon. Now he has to be told that it's not going to happen because he looks like the guy that cuts Triple H's grass. It's such a sickening, sickening feeling, and it's our responsibility as the writing team to communicate it to this guy." Check out the Freddie Prinze Jr. podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, because you'll get some amazing stories from behind the scenes in WWE, including that one, finally solving the mystery of what happened to Hayd Vanson. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Sam Driver and I are back once again, watching every episode of Nitro from the very beginning to its bitter end or ours. And weirdly, this week's Nitro is December the 25th, 1995. So strap yourselves in for a festive edition of the Classic Nitro Review at the end of April. because why not? In case you missed it, you can hear my conversation with WWE star Gunther on the YouTube channel right now. Had a chat with him about whether or not Vince McMahon would survive a Gunther chop, what he feels like being now part of the SmackDown roster, why he chose to move to the US when he did, and a bunch of other stuff. It was great to have a nice chilled chat with one of the most dangerous men in wrestling. You can watch it at youtube.com/Cultaholic. For the latest wrestling news, check out Cultaholic.com, and for the latest Cultaholic podcast, ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.